There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Edition of What's on Your Mind. Hello, everybody, and welcome. Yes, there's some snow in parts of North Dakota, but you'll survive. We've survived other snowfalls in March. It'll be fine. I know it was 70 just a couple of days ago. It's okay.
I got snow on my window right now.
We're here to counsel
you. I'm not dying.
Yes. Todd survived. It's exactly. Going to be okay.
Yeah.
Just want to back everybody off the ledge today on the program. It'll be just fine. not a big deal. Allow us to, you know, if you're ready to snap, just be your release valve. You can call in and vent right here on the program. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I know you could cheer, but be careful about what you say. I missed this, Todd, but evidently last Friday, there was a story about at the basketball tournament, students being booted out of the game for cheering inappropriately. Guess what they said, Todd?
Oh, I'm afraid to ask. What did they cheer that was so inappropriate?
Air ball. That was one of the that got them bounced. Air ball. I mean,
we used to yell worse than that.
According to the guidelines, cheers that identify individual opponents or teams are not permitted. Now, I heard during the state championship game, Bismarck Century Shanley. One of the Shanley players was referred to as a ball hog by the Bismarck Century students. By the way, I just thought it was kind of funny. I mean, you're just having a good time. Scoreboard cheers are banned as well. What is a scoreboard cheer? You know what that is? Somebody help me out here. I don't know what that is.
I don't know.
But this is really stupid. This is what is it, Manny? Manny says he knows what a scoreboard cheer is.
Basically, what it is it's if. You know, if your team has like a 10-point lead,
right.
The fans of that team will chant, you know, scoreboard, scoreboard, if the other team's fans is like chanting something else out. You know what I mean?
So you're just giving it back to them, say, hey, you know, you cheer what you want, but look at the score. We're what big deal? That's not offensive.
Yeah.
That's stating the obvious. Look at the scoreboard.
You and I went to different schools, Manny. Holy cow.
This is just
or maybe
dumb.
We're just constantly losing games. I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe I'm all wet here, and parents and basketball fans everywhere set me straight here. But this we're getting to a point of real stupidity in my mind. Tell me what you think. 800-228-0550. There's a lot of stupidity in the news today. The EPA is funding a study at the University of California because they're concerned about pollution from barbecue grills. I kid you not, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Environmental Protection Agency, and they now are worried about barbecue grills. And I have funded a University of California project that would limit emissions resulting in grease drippings with a special tray to catch them in a catalytic filtration system.
Okay, wait a minute. Let me play devil's advocate. What if I'm cooking a veggie burger? Isn't that safer?
It's probably still grease drippings. I don't know. I don't know.
Wow.
I'm
killing the whole world then, right?
Plus, why would you be cooking a veggie burger?
I'm just hypothetical. Believe me, I would not be cooking a veggie burger. Yuck.
So we got kids thrown out of games for chanting air ball and scoreboard. We got the EPA funding this. We got Starbucks. How about Starbucks, ladies and gentlemen? Suggesting their baristas, you know, dole out a little coffee and a conversation about race. No kidding.
Wow, nothing could go wrong there, huh?
Now, I ask you, if you go in for a $15 cup of coffee, that's what they cost now, isn't it? You go in for a Starbucks coffee, and you've completed the loan paperwork, and you're going into the Starbucks to get your coffee. What do you think of the idea of, you know, the person sort of engaging you in a little, just a casual little Al Sharpton-like conversation about race? You down with
that? I think most people just want the darn cup of coffee, and that's about it.
That'd be me. Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, like, I just want to cry in my coffee over the price of the thing. And
until I've had
alone.
My coffee, I don't even want to talk to anybody about anything, let alone something that, you know, heavy.
Yeah, I don't.
Give me my coffee and shut up.
Jeez, what's going on in this world? unbelievable. So I need a little help sorting all this out. And can I give you one more thing I'm a little confused about?
Shoot.
E-cigarettes. I've never smoked in my life, okay? And there's a couple of bills that are being heard at the legislature this week that are focusing on e-cigs, okay? And there's a debate about whether e-cigs should be considered a nicotine delivery device, right? Which means they're subject to additional taxes. Essentially, the smoke police don't like e-cigs, but these don't emit smoke. And many people use them to get off, kick their habit of cigarettes. Aren't e-cigs a better thing than a cigarette? If you're the smoke police, shouldn't you like e-cigs?
What is the knock against them? I guess I'm not, I mean, I'm aware of what they are. I'm not so far behind the times that I think it sounds like a cigarette you email to somebody, but I'm not familiar with what the harm is.
Yeah, E is for electronic, right? So it's an electronic cigarette. There's
a little blue light. Looks really cool, man.
Yeah, like I say, I've never bought one, have no interest in them, but I'm just amazed that the smoke police hate smoke, and now you come up with something that is smoke-free, and they hate that too. So what is the deal here? I mean, didn't they solve a problem?
Well, you can't even have candy cigarettes because they send a bad message.
Keep moving the goalpost on us, for crying out loud. Charlie Brown-like. I don't understand what's going on. I need some good news. What do we have in good news? Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here next hour, Talk Radio Town Hall. Senator Terry Wanzig a little later on this hour to talk about the soon-to-be updated law on corporate farming in North Dakota. We'll come with a couple of exemptions for swine and dairy farmers, and Senator Wanzig will be here to talk about that. We do have some good news. Bibi Netanyahu was reelected. Yeah, so Benjamin Bibi for those of us.
What are you guys that tight or what?
He's super cool, BB and I.
You don't call him Benjamin when you're friends. Friends.
I did interview him.
BB.
I did interview him one time when I was in Grand Rapids.
Yeah.
I don't remember why.
Yeah. But anyway, it's not like you guys hang together.
No, we're not. Stuff. Much, but, I mean, yeah. I just like BB better than Netanyahu, better than Benjamin. You know.
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But that is the good news. All this other stuff is that we have kids getting kicked out of games for chanting. That's what kids are supposed to do at basketball games. Add a little fun and atmosphere to it, and now they've been booted out for crying out loud. We have Starbucks wanting to have a dialogue on race when you're just trying to buy a cup of coffee for crying out loud.
Can I throw another one at you?
EPA and regulating the grease drippings on barbecue grills. I mean, it's just e-cigarettes hated by the smoke police, even though they're smoke-free. I mean, the world's upside down here, so I'm glad BB got elected. And yes, you can throw another one at me.
EPA wants to monitor how long hotel guests spend in the shower. $15,000 grant, creating a device to modify the behavior of guests.
What does that mean?
EPA wants to monitor how long hotel guests spend in the shower. They want to know. We're gathering information now. It's a $15,000 wireless system. It's in the shower. I hope it's wireless.
Well, let's help them out. Let's ask our listeners.
Really?
Do you spend more time in the shower when it's on somebody else's dime?
Give me 15 bucks. I'll tell you how long I was in the shower. Gee whiz, $15,000?
Yeah, let's help them out. Let's save the money. Just, let us know if you stay in the shower longer when you're at a hotel versus at home. I'd like to know. Our telephone numbers to weigh in on any of these today. We need a lot of help sorting all this stuff out, folks. Let's get to it. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. And where did Arlen go? Didn't Arlen want to talk about candidates or something? Arlen was driving from I-94 and just had something he was itching to tell us. And Arlen, if you lost your connection, you give us a call back, and we'll be happy to put you on the front of the line. Let's do it. By the way, Paul, or Peter, I guess, Peter has commented on this huge controversy at the basketball games, at the tournaments, and suggests that we call out the Marines and arrest everyone. Yeah, I think we need to really get a handle on this behavior. So. Completely with you, Peter. Thank you for that suggestion. On the EPA front, we have a lot of folks weighing in on that already. Bill says, I saw this one coming 10 years ago as I sat around an open fire pit watching all the CO2 head to the ozone. Well, Bill, you should have warned us. Deb says, I think a lot more important things that the EPA ought to be worried about. You think, Deb? I'm with you. Kenny says, hey, bonfires are banned from beaches in California, so it's only fair we ban grilling for a few months. Will wood-fired restaurants be banned from cooking?
Yeah.
Kurt says, this is what you get. This is what you get with government agencies overstocked with people who don't have enough to keep them busy.
Yeah.
Very nice. Very, very nice.
Wait a minute. How did I miss this one? EPA's ban on wood-burning stoves just days from taking effect.
Well, that one's been around for a while. You missed that one, huh? Yeah, no, that one, that's been out there.
Wow.
Congressman Cramer's going to get
burn wood now. What's next? Well, how do we keep warm?
Paul and Lisbon.
Nothing's legal anymore. How do we keep warm?
Paul and Lisbon's going to give me the scoop on e-cigs when we come back. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council is seeking farmers to fill one of North Dakota's three director positions on the United Soybean Board. This board oversees national soy checkoff investments to maximize profit opportunities for all U.S. soybean farmers. All checkoff paying soybean farmers are eligible to apply. To be considered, you must complete the required forms and send them to the North Dakota Soybean Council office by noon on Friday, April 3rd. The council board of directors will submit to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, two nominations for this vacancy and two nominations for alternate positions. The Secretary of Agriculture will make the final appointments. The chosen individual will begin serving a three-year term in December of 2015. To download the application and agreement to serve, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hey, Scott Hinton here to let you know, spring's right around the corner. You may think I know that because the pitchers and catchers are reporting to spring training, right? Well, that helps, but when my friends at Chase on the Lake let me know about their great spring break specials, I know spring is so close you can taste it. If you're looking for a fabulous getaway this spring, check out everything Chase on the Lake's offering. Enter the promo code SCOTT, get 3 nights at a classic condo, 50% off the bowling, 25% off the spa treatment Sunday through Thursday, and when two adults have an entree at the 502 restaurant, two kids get a meal for free, $333 for everything in the beautiful Chase condos with the nice bedrooms, the full kitchens, fireplaces, pull-out sofas, flat screens, TVs. There's something for everyone at Chase. Downtown Walker's a block away. The award-winning Aveda Spa, the indoor pool, the plunge pool, the game room. This spring, head over to the shores of Leech Lake and book your stay at Chase on the Lake. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott. 3 nights at a classic condo, $333 with everything. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
By the North Dakota Petroleum Council, NorthDakotaOilCan.com, a great resource. Find out more about the 80,000-plus jobs in the industry, $43 billion in annual economic impact. Whew. Wrap your mind around that. NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Congressman Kevin Cramer next hour in our weekly talk radio town hall. We'll talk about, speaking of oil, the crude oil export ban and what lifting that would mean for North Dakota oil producers. There'll be some FCC commissioners in front of Congressman Kramer's committee this week to discuss net neutrality. We'll talk about that. I got to ask him about this EPA deal as well. And, of course, the upcoming budget debate and the win of Benjamin Netanyahu. So lots to cover. Most importantly, those are, you know, some topics I hope to cover. You folks always have questions, and it very often takes the entire hour. If you have questions or comments you want to get in advance, you can call right now at 855-200-1776. Press 1 and leave a message. Anytime you call us, you always have the option to press 1, chat with us live on the air. I'd rather press 1 to leave us a message or 2 to chat with us live on the air on what's on your mind. All right. Paul in Lisbon is helping me out on this e-cig thing. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind?
Good morning. Hey, just want to say something about the e-cig. Kudos to whoever came up with that. I smoked for 22 years. I can't tell you how much money I spent in cigarettes for 22 years. I spent $20 4 years ago, and I bought an e-cig, and I used that thing for probably maybe 2 months, and I started forgetting about it, and it'd be in my pocket. Next thing I know, I didn't even need it. It's been almost 4 years since I've smoked a cigarette. Or even the e-cig. So,
and is that how they're designed? Are they designed ultimately to wean you off of cigarettes?
I believe so, just like the patch. I mean, it's like you're smoking a cigarette. You kind of get the same feeling as smoking a cigarette. I was skeptical of it, but I'm a believer. I mean, anybody that truly wants to quit smoking, if you can't do it by yourself, then a little help, there's nothing wrong with getting some help.
So here's an idea. Maybe we should give these things out free. Maybe the industry should the trial lawyers that are so concerned about people smoking and bars where people smoke and everything else. And they want all these educational campaigns and all the things they're doing and all the lawyers making the money. Maybe they should buy some of these things and then hand them out because less people will smoke then, for crying out loud. Isn't that the idea?
I believe that would be a great thing to do instead of spending the money on trying to figure out how to reduce the emissions from a barbecue.
Oh, you can't make that up, Paul. You can't make it up.
I mean, it goes hand in hand, doesn't it? I mean,
it does.
Pretty soon it's like you won't be able to barbecue in your backyard. There'll be police for that.
Yeah, well, interesting. So I appreciate the story on the e-cig. So it really it was a perfect investment for you. Saved you from smoking.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's the best investment I made for $20.
And there's no smoke, right?
Pardon me?
There's no smoke,
no.
Right?
No smoke. It's vapor. It's liquid. It's vapor. It's not a smoke. It's hard to explain. I mean, you'll get more input on it, I'm sure. And hopefully it's good results for other people like it was for me because I was ready. So, anyways, that's what's on my mind today.
Well, I'm glad you shared, Paul. Thanks for calling. Glad you're listening. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We have
realize that all they're going to do is outlaw vapor and then those things go away.
Well, I know. I'm sure they'll come for them. South Dakota listener wanted to talk about reining in the EPA. Go ahead and roll that time.
I'm all in favor there.
Yeah. We love our South Dakota listeners, too.
We need the government needs to cut them off with the financing, and it seems like they want the EPA is the ones running this country, not the government. But we need to cut them off so they don't have so much power and stop them because they just seem like they overrun the government, and they tell the government what to do, not the government telling them what to do. So that's what needs to be done with the EPA. Bye.
All right, I'm with you. Bringing it up with Congressman Kramer a little later on. Somebody else had commented chastising those folks that are commenting about the EPA thing on our Facebook page. I take it none of you fine people have read this poorly written article. Well, I read it. I don't know what the writing of the reporter has to do with it, but I read it to you for a large part here. The Environmental Protection Agency has its eyes on pollution from backyard barbecues. The agency announced it is funding a University of California project to limit emissions resulting in grease drippings with a special tray to catch them and a catalytic filtration system. The $15,000 project has the potential for global application, said the school. Yes, we're going to go after barbecue grills worldwide, ladies and gentlemen. Way to go. The school said the technology that they will study with the EPA grant is intended to reduce air pollution and cut the health hazards to barbecue pitmasters from propane-fueled cookers. Okay. I haven't heard anything lessening the stupidity of this yet, have you? Charged with keeping America's air, water, and soil clean, the EPA has been increasingly looking at homeowners, especially their use of pollution-emitting tools like lawnmowers. Oh, baby! We got a lawnmower problem, too, now. Here's another crisis. The school is proposing two fixes to reduce emissions from barbecues. First, they want to cut back on grease flare-ups. The idea, a slotted and corrugated tray is inserted immediately prior to meat flipping and removed immediately after. Well, that'd be fun, wouldn't it, Todd? Yeah, just picture yourself. You're going to have this slotted corrugated tray, okay, and right before I flip the burgers, I got to throw that in. Then I flip, and then I got to immediately take it out. I already have my hands full in front of the barbecue grill. And by the way, who's going to watch everybody doing this? Oh, you didn't take the tray out. I'm going to write you a fine.
You know, you're at the top of your career when you've become the drip tray policeman.
Yeah. Exactly right.
What did you do in your job? Well, I watched grease drip.
Buried in the story, the EPA also said it does not regulate backyard barbecues. Okay. Well, then why are you spending our money to study these stupid ideas then?
Because they got to do something.
It's a factual statement right now. They don't manage barbecue grills, but guess what? They want to. Very badly. Jim in Fargo, what's on your mind? You're next on the program.
Yeah, Obama running around blaming Bush for the vacuum in Iraq that created ISIS.
That was Ritz, wasn't it? I don't know if folks saw that yesterday. You know, yeah, it happened yesterday.
I suggest if you could somehow get Colonel Ralph Peters on your show sometime. I love that man. I mean, he undressed that pathetic excuse of the human beings unbelievably yesterday. it's beyond the pale what he does. It's you can't even describe how pathetic. And of course, Hannity always does a great job. He played that tape of Bush, you know, warning that if you pull out to resume, this is exactly what's going to happen. And it did. But yeah, here's that great commander. But I'm just saying that maybe sometime you get Colonel Ralph Peters. I love that map. I absolutely love that map.
Yeah, I've interviewed him a few times. He's written a couple of good books, so he'd be worth an invite back on. We'll put it on the wish list and see if we can't get him on to talk about it. Folks missed it. President Obama, in an interview with some Vice or something, he does these bizarre interviews now with folks that aren't even news organizations, blamed President Bush for the resurgence of ISIS. It's priceless. Yeah. Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it very much. More coming up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. It's built in ferro rod, strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalMatch.com. That's FreeSurvivalMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalMatch.com today.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Senator Terry Wanzek will join us here in a little bit. We're going to talk about historic change to North Dakota's long-standing corporate farming law, some exemptions for dairy and swine operations. That'll be coming up here shortly. In the meantime, you're waiting to weigh in at 800-228-0550. Bill in Abaddon, what's on your mind?
How are you? Oh, not much. Yesterday you were discussing them wanting to monitor how much water was used in motels. Today you're talking about the EPA monitoring barbecue pits. How long before they order the U.S. military to quit exercising because it produces carbon dioxide, which to them is a known greenhouse gas?
Nothing would surprise me anymore, Bill. Put it that way. I'm done being surprised.
However, if I'd said this before Obama came in, I'd be accused of being paranoid, wouldn't I?
You would have, yeah, but now we're watching it happen.
There you go. Talk to you later, sir.
Good to talk to you. Emailer says, for liberals and progressives, it's always been about control. Herding people like sheep. Politics is the master tool. That's what Tom had to say, and dovetails on what you had to say as well. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Kirby, Tioga, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I read something on the Internet, so you know it's got to be true, but I wish you'd check it out. I wish you'd check out what I'm saying. I read somewhere, and I'm not sure if it's true or not, but I read somewhere that the United Nations was banning fire.
Banning fire?
Yeah. Fire, yeah.
Yeah. How would they go about doing that?
Yeah, no kidding.
I have no idea. Well, you know, crazier things have happened. I just, you know, it looked like a joke, but I kind of did a little bit of research on it, and it looked like it might be something to it. I don't know. I don't know. Check it out, and you let me know.
All right. Well, we'll ask Congressman Kramer. There's probably no better watchdog in Congress than him on the EPA, and he is not going to take them on.
This was United Nations.
Oh, this was UN. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Anyway, thanks.
I don't know what's nuttier. Yeah, exactly. Anyway.
All right, thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. Yeah. See what we can find out. Keep our eye out for that one. I missed that one. But I missed the removing kids from our own North Dakota State basketball tournament for horribly offensive chants like airball and scoreboard. So I guess I could have missed the UN going after fire for sure. Ron and Cavalier, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Hey, Ron.
Yes, I'd like to comment on the e-cigarettes. I got to tell you a little story. I had last year I had a small surgery, and of course you got to have a pre-op physical, you know. Went to my doctor. And he was checking me out, you know, and he was checking my lungs, and he said, you don't smoke, do you? And I said, no. I said, I quit about 4 years ago. And he said, good, you know, but what I didn't tell him was I'd been smoking puffing on these e-cigarettes for 3 years, so I guess they can't be too bad for you. And then I'd like to, oh, go ahead.
You didn't fess up to him that you were using those instead?
Yeah. But they must be a lot better for you than cigarettes because, and he's a good doctor,
So I guess I missed that. You're saying he was okay with you using those?
No. He was, when he was checking my lungs, he said, your lungs are really good. He said, you must not smoke. And I said, no, I quit about 4 years ago. And he says, oh, great. He said, keep doing it, but I didn't mention to him that, I'm puffing on e-cigarettes.
I got it, but, the lungs were better, so, the indicator was well, all you really care about. I get you. I missed the report on the lungs being clean. So, yeah, they're another good sign, I guess. Are you still on? Are you still using the e-cigarettes?
Yeah. And then another comment I'd like to make, I don't know if you heard that story about this guy, started on fire or whatever from puffing on a modified e-cigarette, a week or two ago maybe. I don't know if you heard about it, but anyway, I guess it's kind of funny in a way because, the key word to that, which I'm sure everybody missed, it's modified, But a regular e-cigarette, there's no way that it can start a fire, So, because when you call it electronic, that means you're using the difference between electricity and electronics, anything below 1 volt is electronics, anything above is electricity, So, there you go, they're just trying to drum up stories so they can get more tax.
Probably sue the company that did it. That'll be the other thing right
you
behind
bet.
It. Yeah. Ron, appreciate the call. Thank you very much, Leah, in Gladstone. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Hey, Leah.
Hey, I just wanted to comment on that chanting at schools. I just learned last year at my nephew's T-ball game that they don't keep score. Everybody gets to bat and everybody gets to run. I feel we're raising our children to not accept challenges, as in owning up to losing.
I'm with you, Leah. I'm completely with you. It's what I call the wussification of America, and the idea that somehow, chanted scoreboard and it's going to hurt my feelings because we're down by 10, spare me. The idea that somebody's going to win a T-ball game or lose a T-ball game, give me a break. That's what parents are for. That's what coaches are for, to say, hey, try harder next time, you'll win, right? That's part of life.
Right. And I totally agree with you because it's just, we're not all winners. Someone's got to be a loser. You know what? You got to suck it up, get over it, and move on to the next. That's just the way I feel. That's all I wanted to say.
Yeah. Now, how do you connect that to the chanting? Same thing. It's just crazy.
Well,
the idea.
I just feel like it's part of the game, And it don't hurt nobody. Honestly, your feelings may get hurt for an hour because, you lost the game. Someone's got to lose.
Yeah, no kidding. Appreciate the comments, Leah. Call again. Thanks. 800-228-0550. Let's go to Fairfield. Jim, what's on your mind?
Are you talking to me?
I am, sir. Thank you for listening.
There was a burp in there, and I missed the name.
Oh, don't burp. You can't have that on the radio.
A blurp.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, I like the comment from the lady that just called in. Like the old song said, I love winners when they cry, losers when they try.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's life, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a song that sticks with me. Winners when they cry, losers when they try.
I like that.
But anyway, we listen to KLPC, and it's a tape program in the afternoon, so I can't call in when you're talking about it and put my 2 cents worth in. So can I comment on a couple things from yesterday?
Of course you can. Yes, absolutely. And by the way, for our KLTC listeners, you know, you can tune in 550, obviously, and hear the program live. Or if you're listening to it later in the day, you can always call 855-200-1776. Leave your comments. We'll play the comments when we get them. So 855-200-1776, extension 1. And weigh in anytime, because we love listeners no matter when you're listening. There's the replay, obviously, on K-Fire at night as well. So folks listen at all times of the day and night.
Well, thanks for the tips. Good to know.
You bet.
But the lady from Fargo that was stressed out about her bulldogs, I guess she couldn't go up to the mall and shop on Sunday mornings. You were trying to find something for her to do and get some good suggestions?
Yes. Yes, we were. We were very worried about her.
I'd offer one. I think she should go fly a kite.
Yeah, that's not a bad suggestion either. Yeah.
Anyway, and then there was the farmer from, I believe, Wells County, been down to Washington lobbying, trying to get some sense in what Congress does over property, use of property. More power doing it behind him all, but he was talking about these green groups that call themselves conservationists. I would disagree there. I think the terminology is wrong. They are preservationists, not conservationists. Conservation is wise use of your resources. Preservation is locking it up for few, if any, can use it. So I think these groups are operating under a false name when they say conservationists. You know, like Ducks Unlimited, you mentioned Pheasants Forever, Sierra Club, some of those. Just a comment there. I sure agree with what he's doing, but I would change the terminology to preservationists, not conservationists.
A good suggestion. Appreciate that very much. Jim, good to hear from you. Call again, my friend. Irv in Fargo, what's on your mind?
Hi, yeah. Say that lady who called about the T-ball and the not keeping score. It's been my experience. The kids keep score anyway. And
yes.
You can ask them after the game, you know. Yeah. And they'll tell you. And usually they're pretty close. Within a run or two of what the score actually was.
So who's the silly ones? The ones that won't put up a scoreboard or, you know, that we, you know, can't have a winner or a loser. You know, the policy and the goofballs in the stands. The kids know who's winning and losing. Good point, Irv.
Oh, exactly. And you know, the thing of it is if you don't give the kids an opportunity to fail, they're not going to appreciate the opportunities to succeed. And they're not going to know how to make the most of those opportunities to succeed if they've never failed.
Amen. Good, wise counsel. Thank you. Appreciate it. Ed Minot, what's on your mind today?
I heard this morning that Donald Trump is thinking about throwing his hat in for running for president.
No, that can't be.
That's what, yeah, I heard on the news.
I'm joking. He always is wanting to run for president. He's just wanting people to tell him how much we want him to run for president, I think. Don't you?
I think he'd run it like The Apprentice.
But Donald's got a pretty good size opinion of himself. You know what I'm saying?
Well, he's got pretty nice hair, too, so.
I don't know. Do you think it's natural, that color? That orangish, whitish?
I think he cornered the market on the color.
I think the EPA needs to monitor how much hairspray he uses, though.
Or some kind of hair care product. But, yeah. Well, anyway, sorry to make fun of the Donald. No, you're not. No, I've actually interviewed him before about running for president. I'm kind of a fan of the Donald, but I'm not so sure he would cut it as a presidential candidate. Would you like him to run, Ed?
I'd probably vote for him before Bush, but I might vote for the guy in Wisconsin first. You know, that would be my pick.
Yeah, Scott Walker's growing on me because he's normal, right? He's just a normal, you know, been there, done that.
We can't have that happen in the
Republican governor. I don't want any baggage.
4 years in the White House would cure anybody of being normal.
Yeah, anyway.
He would be my pick, number one.
Ed, great hearing from you. More coming up on What's on Your Mind, 800-228-0550. We shall continue. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Scott Hannon here to tell you about my pals at S&S Motors in Watford City. I bought a great truck, got a great deal. You can too. They have clearance pricing every day at S&S Motors, Watford City. Internet specials every day at snsmotorsinc.com. Call Brent or Tim. They'll take care of you. Pre-owned 4x4, great deals. New Fords and Chevys too, and they'll bring it to you. Full service shop through four techs. They can handle any and all of your repairs and vehicle maintenance. Just call Sonia, 701-444-2341. Online, snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors, Watford City.
Attention all ranchers concerned with the North Dakota State Beef Checkoff. House Bill 1238 passed in the House for an increase in your beef checkoff assessment. It is now going to be heard in the Senate Ag Committee on March 6th at 8 a.m. in the Brynhild Hogland Room. If you have concerns regarding an increase that is being forced upon you legislatively rather than by the producer being able to vote, you need to voice your opinion by contacting the Senate Ag Committee members and your senator. Go to nd.gov to obtain your senator's contact information. The Independent Beef Association of North Dakota opposes this bill as it does not allow the cattle producer the right to vote.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's been July with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
I asked the question, could somebody explain why the smoke police hate e-cigs since they're smoke-free? And, you know, the other odd deal here is some of these same folks who hate e-cigs push to legalize marijuana. So how can pot be okay, but e-cigs evil? Help me understand the logic of all of this, please. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I like the story today from the guy who goes to his doc and has his lungs checked out and said, whoa, they're way better. Good job. Keep doing what you're doing. Well, he's using E6. Lungs are better. Pat says logic is not part of the equation. Maybe that's my problem. I'm in search of logic. I must be crazy. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Toby says, allowing a state that legalizes a gateway drug that has ruined the lives of millions of people to study whether or not I can have a backyard barbecue is scary. Hope they are not high during testing. Toby referring to our story about University of California getting some money from the EPA to figure out how to limit pollution from barbecue grills. You can't make this stuff up. Dave says the e-cigarette controversy is all about the tax. With losing tobacco smokers to e-cigs, the anti-smoking industry, which lives off the taxes of tobacco, needs to find a new source of income. I get it. Okay. Let's see here. Another listener says, banning fire for the smokers who quit smoking. Leonard Nimoy quit smoking 30 years before he died of pulmonary disease. Peter Jennings died of lung cancer 25 years after he quit smoking. Don't rest too easy with your vapor cigs. All right. There's a happy thought from Mr. Happy. 800-228-0550, the toll-free telephone number. Let's go to Greg in Bismarck to find out what's on Greg's mind. Hey, Greg. Welcome to the program.
Hey. How are you?
I'm well, sir. How are you?
Good. So you want to know about the e-cigarette bill?
Yeah, I'm just a little perplexed over why the smoke police hate them so much. I don't get it.
Actually, the three bills that were advanced, and I have intimate knowledge of this because I'm related by marriage to one of the bill sponsors. All the three bills that are at the state this year are primarily to make purchase of e-cigarettes and e-cigarette refills illegal statewide to minors, those under 18. That's the crux of all three bills. The one bill that my wife is sponsoring she's actually asked to sponsor by some constituents, kids from Simley Middle School here in Bismarck. They wanted to just do that, and so that's what her bill does. And the tobacco industry introduced a bill that they want to do the same thing. They went further and, in a nutshell, wanted to describe e-cigarettes as a nicotine product, not tobacco. So they wouldn't be taxed and dealt with as tobacco. And then the anti-tobacco folks introduced a bill doing the same thing to make sale of e-cigarettes illegal to minors. And they wanted their bill to define nicotine delivery products, e-cigarettes, as tobacco products, so it would be taxed as tobacco and treated like tobacco. And so these two things went up together. The anti-tobacco bill went down. The pro-tobacco was passed. And then after that, which is pretty unusual, the one that the Simley students sponsored that was carried also passed. So both those went to the Senate. And today, actually, the tobacco industry bill is being heard. Yesterday, they heard the one from the Simley students. So that's it. None of them are saying e-cigarettes are bad. They're all acknowledging that e-cigarettes can be helpful to smokers. They're all acknowledging that e-cigarettes can be a gateway to cigarettes for young kids. They want to make it illegal to purchase e-cigarettes or other products if you're under 18, and that's where the one stops. And now today they're going to hear all the arguments about why it should or should not be defined as a tobacco product in the other bill. One will be passed out of the Senate, and they will then deal with it in the House. So that's what those are about. So the anti-tobacco folks definitely want it as define this tobacco so they can it can be taxed and regulated like tobacco.
Right.
The tobacco industry doesn't want it so that they can deal with it as a separate product and market it as a separate product. And then the ones that the actual citizens of North Dakota want to make it illegal to purchase e-cigarettes as a minor and want to leave the whether it is or isn't tobacco fight for another day.
Very helpful. Good background. And, you know, I think the thing with kids makes perfect sense. I also personally don't think that, you know, it should be labeled a tobacco product just so they can, you know, have a cha-ching-ching deal going on. It's about the money. Yeah. So that, that seems to make some sense.
Yeah. To my way of thinking, and this is just my opinion, I believe in lobbyists. I believe in lobbying. I believe in this state especially, lobbyists are valuable sources of information. But, you know, the legislature does get a rap that the lobbyists run the state at times. And this is a real opportunity for the legislature to say, you know, we're going to listen to the citizens and pass their bill.
Appreciate the call, Greg. Thanks a bunch. Out of time. More coming up. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy Level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable Level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-armor.com. Come and take it.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.